perk. New perek, beno shuach perek hamishi, daf lama gimel lama beis. Beno shuach, a white, what do we call them, figs? White figs. Shviyas shalahem shniyo. Their shviyas, their shmita, is the second year of the shmita cycle, because these white figs have this characteristic that it takes them 3 years to get ripe. So they will, it will bud in the shmita year, and then it will take them 3 years to grow, and they'll be picked in the second year, right? The Shemitah year, the first year of the next Shemitah, and the second year of the next Shemitah. So you've got 3 year cycle in Beno Shuach, and therefore, since they, I guess, we go buster the Chanota, well, let's assume that that's the Pshat over here. Pashat Pshat right now, we're going to see the Gemara gets really into this to understand what this Pshat in this Halach is. And so you go buster the Chanota of the first year, which is the Shemitah year, and therefore it has the Kedusha Shemitah eventually being chalon it when you pick it in the third year of its growth in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, the next Shemitah cycle. Okay, so that's what it says. But now Shuach Shias Shalahem.
Shemitah from the time of Chanata for 7 years later. Is that what you said? You say Shemitah or Shvius?
Same thing. It's the same thing. Shvius Shemitah. It's the same thing. The Kedusha Shvius, the Kedusha Shemitah year, is chal on the Paris of that year in the second year of the next Shemitah cycle, because it takes 3 years for it to grow.
If it budded at the beginning of the
Shemitah. If it budded in the Shemitah year, right? That's 1 year.
Two more years.
And then second year is the first year of the next cycle, and the third year is the second year of the next cycle. And then you pick it, and because it budded in the Shemitah year, it has Kedusha Shemitah. So Kedusha Shemitah is not relegated to that which is found in that year. You could have it extending all the way out. That's what this Mishnah is saying, right?
Wow.
Amazing thing. So, and it says, Shein osos l'shalashon. It takes 3 years for it to grow. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, now we're on Dalar Menalev. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, ha-parsos. Shvias shalahen, moitza e-shvias. Right? So the parsos, which are these types of dates, Persian dates. So their shvius is going to be moitzai shvius. Why? Because these are a type of food which take not 3 years to grow, but 2 years to grow. So they grew the first year of Shemitah. The first year of their growth was the shvius year. The second year of their growth was the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. And therefore, that's what he calls moitzai shvius, will be when their Shemitah will be chal. It's this, in other words, he's just following through with the same logic, just picking a different food, right? So the Gemara says, Omuloi, so they said, the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, we're starting a new Perek and Perek Hamishi. Omuloi, so they said to him, no, loy amru. Ela b'bnai shuach. The only time that the Peres that are ripening after Shemitah are going to be chal, the only exception to the rule is going to be these white figs.
What about a sirogim?
Why? Maishna. Let's first focus on what it says over here. Maishna. Why are they arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda being reasonable?
If that's how it grows, that's how it grows. So what's the issue?
I mean, is it a Dan Metzias question? It takes 2 years to grow. They hold it doesn't take 2 years to grow. Obviously, there's things that take 2 years to grow. It's not clear. The Mefarshim don't really explain the Shita of the Chacham. We take a look at Rash Siri Yilo. How do you pronounce that? My Chavrusa Abe says I don't pronounce it right. At first I said Cirilo. He says that's not how you pronounce it. It's Cirilio or something like that. Anyway, it's Cyril, whatever it is. He says like this, right? Loi omru peri pri she isroi noheg chutz l'shvius v'loi b'shvius. They only said that the isra is noheg outside of the shvius year and not in the shvius year.
Where is it? First column, 3 lines.
Ela benos. I mean, I said it like 3 times. Rash Sirilo. That it's the first column, right? Third line. It's only the white figs. Now, that there are 3 years to Shvius and to, I don't know how to translate that word. Umehechalam du limerkein. How do they know that? Because it says in Taras Kohanim, Shabbos Shabbosain, HaTorah Ripsala Shabbosain's Harbe, which I think the Gemara is going to say. The Torah says, Shabbos Shabbosain, that means there are many Shabbos. So you have the Shemitah year, and you have another year that could also be another a Shemitah year. So there is a drasha for it. So what are they arguing about? He doesn't say what they're arguing about. I wasn't able to see it. I don't see it anywhere.
It says if you want to know, there's a you can look at a certain note. He tells you.
Yeah, I mean.
35B, note 11.
Maybe we'll see it later. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, Viter. So we have a machlaikas. Let's just leave it alone. It's a machlaikas, whether it extends beyond Benoshoach to other fruits. Mm-hmm. Next. B'nai Shuach, Zok de Gemara, Mahu B'nai Shuach. So the Yerushalmi says, Piti Raya. I don't know what kind of word that is. It's a Greek word or whatever it is.
It says it's a Greek word.
It's which we're just going to leave it alone and say whatever that means.
It's a Greek word.
Ma, B'chol Shana V'shana Hei Noisais. What does it mean? The Yerushalmi is not going to ask a simple question. Does this B'nai Shuach tree produce fruit every single year? In other words, it'll bud some, there'll be some branches that'll bud this year. Some branches will bud next year. Some branches will bud in the third year. And each branch will become, over a three-year period, will become ripe. So you'll 1 to 3, 2 to 4, 3 to 5, right? Exactly. So, or, rak achas l'shal shonim, maybe it means that it only buds once every 3 years. That's the question. It's a Matzias question.
Imagine having a whole farm of those trees trying to keep track.
So what the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, well, Choshana v'shana heinoisis, that the Gemara says it produces every single year. Elashem prosein migamren elalachas shalsham. Each year, it takes 3 years for it to finish, for ripening. Ketzid hu yodea. So how are you going to keep track? That's your question. Yerushalmi asks, Ketzid hu yodea. How do you know which ones grew on which year? So Yerushalmi says, simple. Rabbi Yainoimar, Misha Yakshra of Chutz, so tie a string around. Like Bikurim. Except this, you're going to have to tie around around every single tree.
No, is it one per tree or one per fig?
One per fig.
It's going to be, I mean, I'm assuming that the branches are producing. It sounds like they're producing different types. I mean,
yeah. So you could
see, you want to say something? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not planting no shuach trees. This is not for my nerves. So the Gemara says, and Tony Shmuel doesn't even like that because he holds that a string is going to come off. After all, the string has to stay on there for 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, Tochei Bohem Kiss. Excuse me. You have to stick toothpicks, like the toothpicks in it, you know? Anyway, and then they have to be color-coded. Exactly, yeah. They're going to have to be color-coded. Green for the year and red for that. And then try to remember which color was for which year. I would never remember it. Okay. This is a fun Yerushalmi. Now it's going to get less fun.
Then you have to stick it into each fig.
Yeah,
Can't imagine how much work that is?
I can't imagine. You know, Rabbi Oberstein, I cannot imagine it.
Okay.
Tony Rav Shimon Gamliel Limer. Elon, let me tell you right side. You're going to have to halt cup in this piece of Gemara.
Okay.
This is going to get very, very involved. I'm giving you warning now. Pay close attention. Do not let your mind wander. Okay? No schluffing. No wandering. Must be totally focused to get this Gemara.
Okay.
Tony Rav Shimon Gamliel Limer. Elon Shech. Shchanat kaidem kamishasar b'shvat misaser l'sha'avar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you have a tree, I'm not talking about any particular tree, any tree whose peres were budding before Tu B'Shvat, it's year to determine. In other words, let's say we're in year three. Let's make it clear over here. We're in year three of the Shemitah cycle when you give Maaser Ani. Mm-hmm. Year one and two was Maaser Sheni. Now you go ahead and the tree goes ahead and we'll call it budding. It'll bud before Tu B'Shvat of the third year. So what does it say? Misaser l'sha'avar. You'll give Maaser Sheni, not from the current year, but it'll be Sha'avar, it'll be the second year. If it's chanat at la'achar kamisho aser b'shvat, if it buds after tu b'shvat, misaser la'bud comes gives meiser according to the coming year, meaning the current year, meaning meiser oni. Oh, fine, very good, very good. So let's just keep in mind one thing.
The current year.
So chabah means the current year. Keep that in mind. Don't make a mistake. It doesn't mean the fourth year. It means the third year when he says la'bud. And the Hebrew makes that very eminently clear. Unfortunately, the English blew it and didn't make this very clear, but the Hebrew says it's so simple. That's the way to teach, the way he taught here. Mm-hmm. It's this year, the third year, Maiser Oni. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's all totally on when it's konate.
Where's the Hebrew?
That's in my Hebrew edition. My Hebrew edition. Okay. Honey, let's keep going. Another shot. Amar Reb Nechemiah says, when do we say that if you have fruit that was chonate? Can I use the Hebrew word chonate instead of budding? I don't like budding. Yeah. Sounds like beer. I don't like. Okay. We'll say it was chonate before Tu B'Shvat. And if it's after Tu B'Shvat, it's lahabot. That's be'ilan shuhu oiseh shtei garonois. That's we're talking about a type of tree that has two harvests in 1 year. Okay.
In one year,
or different times during that 1 year. Right. Shuhu oiseh shtei garonois b'shana. Avo be'ilan shuhu oiseh garon echad b'shana. But if you have a tree that produces one harvest per year, could guide, and he gives examples.
In the Hebrew edition, have any examples of trees that produce twice a year?
The English says fig trees.
And esro.
Esro, fig tree. Esro. Okay, let's just leave figs for now. Let's leave esro out for the time being. Zaysim, but the other one, which is one time a year, kagon, he gives the example. Zaysim, utmarim, vacharuvin, olives and dates and buxer, right? Afal pisha chontu koidim lazman hazeh. Pay very close attention now. This is, whose name is this? Reb
Nechemiah.
So Reb Nechemiah is saying that even though they were chonate before Tu B'Shvat, it doesn't matter. We're not going to go bust of the previous year. Harehen kilo asad lovo. They are all the crops. If you have a type of a fruit that it's only one crop of the year, we will not start dividing up the year based on Rosh Hashanah le'ilonos. We're going to do the whole year like the current year. Why is that? So does it say in the Gemara the reason? It says in the Mefarshim over here reason. I realize because I have the Hebrew now, I can't read along with you the footnote. But it doesn't matter. I'll read it in Hebrew. So Reb Nechemiah says, if you were going to select peiros that were before Tu B'Shvat to be one type, and after Tu B'Shvat another type, you would end up with a mixture. In other words, when I go and I pick all the fruits, because I'm going to pick it all after Tu B'Shvat, but some of them were chonate before, some of them were chonate after. At the end of the year, when I do my harvest, I'm going to have a mixture. I'm going to have in this big basket some that belong to Meiser Sheni and some to belong to Meiser Ani, some that were from had a din of Shana Shniya, some that had a din of Shana Shlishis. You can't be Ma'aser from one on the other because you can't be Ma'aser Mishana Lashana. So it's a mess. Mm-hmm. So the Chachamim went ahead and were Kaveya. Mm-hmm. No, what we're going to do is we're going to make it one Zman. We're going to be Kaveya that everything from this year to avoid this problem is going to be all like the current year, regardless. No. He said before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat. So he's going Tishrei to Tishrei. Tishrei to Tishrei, anything that grew that year, whether it was Chonei.
It falls in
the Meiser Ani category. Remember, Meiser Ani is determined by Tishrei. So we decided that the third year, whatever grows, if it's yivul echad, if it's one crop to a tree, then we don't pay attention to when whether the Chanukah took place before or after. The Chachamim were Kaveya, that it's all one. Now we have to explain one thing very carefully here. How do the Chachamim have a right to decide that? If Midai Raisa is it's Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, so how did they decide, oh, you know what, it's going to make it Maaser, all Maaser Ani? How did they do that? What kayak do they have? So some say we're talking about Maaser Peres, which is Drabonon. So since it's Drabonon, they have a right to decide. So they said that works for Haruvin, and that works for Tamarim. But what about Zaysim? Zaysim is a Beferish Apostle, Kirosh V'Yitzhar. That's at the Araisa. So from this, some people say the answer is, you know what's the Araisa? And this shocked me. Oil is the Araisa. But olives are not the Araisa. Olives are going to be Drabonon, and oil is going to be the Araisa. Unbelievable. That's one of the Terutzim. Unbelievable.
That doesn't make it less complicated for oil. Because when, which olives was this oil produced?
No. I hear what you're cutting. Yeah, that's a good kasha.
Yeah,
it says tears for your tzar is what it says. So. Yeah. Grapes are not brought down in this Gemara.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying. Yeah,
why didn't he give that as an example?
Because maybe
why did he pick Zaysim Tamarim and Karubim? He didn't pick Anovim. Why didn't he pick Anovim?
Maybe it's not eight. It doesn't belong to that tree.
Because it's not what?
It's only those three. It's not grapes.
What would be the name by grapes?
It would be like other fruits.
What's the difference? Right now, it seems to me that the figs are the exception, right? This seems like the standard rule. I don't know why he gave examples. I wish he wouldn't have given these examples. I wish he would have just said, but all of the Iraqis that are one, then we would have just assumed it meant everything. Oh, wait, whatever. I don't know. What do you want to say, T?
I'm saying, he says cagone. He doesn't say, this is an example. He picked a few of them just to bring
it. Okay.
And it's not a tree.
It's a barred pre-hiates. It has the same halachas, all the halachas. It has halachas of Orla, it has halachas of Netar Avoy, it has halachas of Maizarani, it has everything. I don't know how it's different.
Except that it's not called an ace.
What's it called? It's called a gefa?
Vine. It's a vine. Great vine.
What's the difference? As far as what,
yeah,
as far
difference.
As, what's the difference? Lagabe, like, what is it different?
Just don't use the wood for anything to build anything.
I don't know the answer to that question. Okay.
Different rules when it comes to
It could be very simply that everybody knows that grapes are harvested in August, September, October. It's always after Tu B'Shvat. There is no crop of grapes before Tu B'Shvat. There's no such thing as January grapes. They don't exist. You know, April grapes, there's no such thing. They grow, and they're harvested. This is the harvest season. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it didn't talk about it, as opposed to these other types of...
That might be more of a winter
fruit. It's a winter fruit, right, exactly. So therefore, it didn't apply. I don't know. Akasha Vamaisa, I can't answer all the questions right now. We just have to pay attention now to what we just said. So we just said we want to know, right? Yeah. So we want to keep track. This is the thing we have to keep track of. We have to keep track I want to make sure we understand this. Of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, his first statement. His statement was an Elon, we go Basa Chanota before Tisha Tu B'Shvat, then it's L'Sha Avar. If it's L'Acha Tu B'Shvat, it's L'Vo. Then the Nechemia says, you know, at this point, it could be Rabbi Nechemia is arguing with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, or he could be Mafarish Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Let's leave that open. To be open-minded about that. He says that the Medrar Mamorim, that's if it's something which has Shtei Goronos. But if it's Goron Echad, then it all goes busted the third year. Now let's go to the second page. Amar B'yakanon, Oran Lamadal Lamabeis, B'yakanon said, Nohagu b'charuvim k'rev Nechemya. That the nation, the people, that you go out there and take a look, what is doing in the Shuk, what's doing in the street, everybody's doing like Rev Nechemya by charuvim, meaning... No matter when it grew, no matter when it was konate, even if it was konate before Tu B'Shvat, they're taking the Maaser Ani like this current year, right?
So he disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel on that?
So whether he's disagreeing or not, we're leaving that open, okay? So let's see. So in other words, it's considered, bottom line is, Charuvin are, obviously, it was in the list. Charuvin are Goron Echad. Let's try to keep things in those categories. There's Shtei Goronis and there's Goron Echad. So Charuvin are Goron Echad, and therefore it all has, everything that grows that year is one time. Okay, Moisiv Reb Shimon, this is Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is asking a question, as he always did, in front of Reb Yochanan and his Rebbe, right? Moisiv Reb Shimon, Kumi Reb Yochanan, Fatninon, let's examine our Mishnah. This is a very clever question. Our Mishnah says, B'nai Shuach, Shvir Shalahem, is B'shon HaShniyah. Right? Where it's Shein Oysus L'Shalashonim. Let's examine what that is. What category is B'no Shuach? Is it Shtei Goronis or Goron Echad?
Three.
Goron Echad. Every year, only one crop. That's what we're assuming now. It grows, and it grows for 3 years, but in the third year, we pick it all. It all gets picked. And it's Goron Echad. That's what the Gemara is assuming now. Okay? Exactly. It's Elon. It says over here in the Hebrew, B'nai Shuach Hu Elon Ha'oseh Goron Echad B'Shana. It's one. It's considered every year it does one output from 3 years ago.
That year being the third year.
Correct. It's one output. Al Daitok. So he's asking Rabbi Yochanan a Pashat Akasha. Masha Osu B'Shvius Yehu Shvius. So, according to you, that we go, what's the rule of Goron Echad? We always go Basar.
The same year,
which he thought meant you go after the year that you collect it. In other words, the way the Gra explains it, he seems to be treating it like Yerakot. You're a coach, you go, when it comes to vegetables, you go after the zman that you collect, that you pick it, right? So if a vegetable starts to grow the year before Shemitah, and you pick it during Shemitah, it has a halacha like Shemitah. If it, and vice versa, right? And if it grows before, in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and you pick it in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, you go basar l'kita, and it has a halacha like Maaserani. So that's the way he understood, right, the halacha, that Reb Nechemiah was saying, that if it's Goron Echad, you go Basar this year, means we don't pay attention to before Tu B'Shvat, after Tu B'Shvat, makes no difference. So then what are you paying attention to? You're paying attention to the time that it was collected. When is it collected? It must be that you're treating it like Yerakos. So if you're treating it like Yerakos, then the Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah should have said that B'no Shuach, since it's Goron Echad, the only ones that should be have Kedusha Shvius on it are the ones that are picked in the Shvius year. So something that grew from 3 years before the Shemitah cycle, or 2 years before the Shemitah cycle, right? It grew year five. It was Chodek year five. And it grew in six. And it was picked in seven. So it was picked in the Shemitah year. So according to the way you're picking Gor and Echad trees, and you're saying that you always go bust the Lakita, that should be when it's knowing the Shemitah. Not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that no Shuach, you're giving it the Shemitah based on the Chanotah of the Shemitah year, and you're ignoring the picking. You're picking it in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and you're saying that it has Shemitah. That's his Kasha. It's a Tifa Kasha. Tifa in terms of deep, but it's sharp. Because he went to the core of what Reb Nechemiah was saying. Reb Nechemiah, you're saying, in essence, that you go Basar L'Kita, not Basar Chanotah. Because you don't care when it was Konate. Before Tu B'Shvat, after Tu B'Shvat, you're always going to go Basar this year. What do you mean you're going Basar this year? You're going Basar L'Kita, like Yerakas. That's what the Gra says. And therefore what? Therefore, it doesn't make sense, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah should say, B'nai Shuach, Shviyas Shalahem should be in the Shviyas when you collect it. That's his cash. Okay? Al daitok masha asu b'shvius yehu shvius. Okay, that's the way he explains it in the Hebrew. Unfortunately, the English did not make it clear like this. This is the clearest explanation I could get. Hu mekabel b'nei, and Rabbi Yochanan heard the kasha, and he was. It's people have a girsa in the Bavli. Ishtek, he was quiet. He was mekabel the question. He had no answer. That's what we have so far. Now, we're going to have five mahalchim in how to learn the answer to this kasha. Five mahalchim. So that's why I'm telling you. It's just getting started now. This is the hakdama. Are you going bye-bye?
My wife. I got to listen
to
my
you know wife. What? You know what?
I just work.
It says in the Gemara Pesachim, woe to the man whose ishto Moshe lo salo.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of company.
You sure? You sure? Okay. You sure do. Kol tov, thanks for coming.
Can't put a price on Shalom Bayis.
I'm not going to say anything on the record right now. Okay, let's go weiter. Hopefully I won't lose the rest of the year. Okay, we're on Lama Dal Lama Beis. Amar Abon Bar Kahana. Utmiyano, he says, I wonder. Echav HaMaisev, Reb Shimon, Zu Kami Reb Yekanan, Muhumma Kalmane. How could Reb Shimon have asked such a question and stumped Reb Yekanan? V'yisimne, I could have given an answer for Reb Yekanan. Ano Amar Charuvin. I was talking Reb Yekanan at the top line, right? He says, Noagu B'Charuvin like Reb Nechemia. At Amar B'nai Shuach. I was talking about Charuvin, and you're asking me from B'nai Shuach? I know I'm a Minhag, but I'm a Halacha. I was talking about what the people were being Noheg, and you're telling me the Halacha? I know I'm a Reb Nechemia. I was telling you what Reb Nechemia said. At Amar Rabbanan, and you're telling me the Rabbanan? In other words, you're telling me...
Are these three of the five answers? Or
no. This is just... He's just commenting. I haven't gotten to the five. He's not asking Akasha that why didn't Reb Yekanan have these three retorts? Exactly what exactly each one means exactly. You have to learn the Mefarshim. But this is basically, for our purposes now, he's basically said he could have been Machalik. He could have said that these are not really good Kashas on him. Okay? Ella.
Who are the
Rabbanim? So basically what he's saying is, let me just finish the next line and it'll become clearer. Let me just say one thing. Basically, what he's trying to suggest in this possible theoretical response to Rish Lakish's question, he's trying to suggest that perhaps the Mishnah argues on Reb Nechemia. That maybe Reb Nechemia has his Shita, but there are Rabbanan in the Mishnah who say B'nai Shuach is L'shal Shonim in the second year, maybe they don't agree with him altogether. They hold, you don't go Basil Lakita, you go Basil Kanata. And Reb Nechemia has his own sheet. So what are you asking me, Kashas? That's basically what he's saying, yeah. Right? And Ella, since Reb Yekanan did not answer that, so he's deriving, this is a Yushami type of thinking, Ella, it must be, from the Shtika of Reb Yekanan, you see, he Charuvin, he B'nai Shuach, he Minhag, he Halacha, he Reb Nechemia, he Rabbanan. They're all the same. There is no Machlokas, basically. These distinctions are not really distinctions. So I would have thought to say that, but we see from the shtika of Reb Yekanan that this is not a good answer. Okay? Okay, that's that part. Talmon Amrin. Now, in Bavel, they said, and we're discussing the shita of Reb Nechemia, that if it's Goren Echad, that the Chanota is Kaveya, and Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Le'ish, Le'ilon, and not Chamish Asa B'Shvat. This is like a Hagdama here. These are what you have to keep track of. There's two things you have to keep track of. One is, there's a Rosh Hashanah, which is Tu B'Shvat, and there's a Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Now, it could be that sometimes, when there's Goren Echad, there's one Goren, so that could mean that we're ignoring the Rosh Hashanah and we're switching from Rosh Hashanah to Bishrat for this tree to the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, and we're making that the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it doesn't matter when you pick it. It's going to be like the second, like the third year. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is, are we going to go Basa Lakita, or are we going to go Basa the Chanata? It could be that we hope we're always going to go Basa Lakita. Oh, yeah, these are the things that we're gonna see here. So in Bavel they're gonna say that it's Tishrei. That's the main thing. Lafichach ilan shachanat kaidim rosh hashanah shal olam. If the tree had a chanata before Tishrei, that's what he calls rosh hashanah shal olam, right? Sasa v'shavar, then it'll get Meiser according to the previous year. If it's Lacha Rosh Hashanah, Shal Olam, if it'll become Chanota after Tishrei, Misasa Labo, then it'll be the third year, right?
So this has nothing to do then with Tu Bishvat,
right? Nothing. We're going to ignore Tu Bishvat. So then, let me just read this line here. It says, Lehezber Zeh, according to this way of understanding, then we understand, even according to Rabbi Nechemiah, why Ben Oshua that had a Chanota in Shvius has Kedusha Shvius. In other words, we're trying to answer the stira between the Mishnah of Bnei Shuach and Rav Nechemiah. Why? Because he is going to use Chanota. He's continuing to use Chanota as the Dover HaKoveya. But what did they change? They changed that instead of using Tu Bishvat, they're using Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Well, but it's still Chanota that's the main thing that causes the Kedusha. So Chanota in Bnei Shuach in the Shvius year is what's Koveya. So that works out. Rav Nechemiah did not contradict anything with Bnei Shuach. Okay?
It doesn't technically change that fruit. If the Chanota was after Rosh Hashanah, but before Tu Bishvat, it would be the next year. So you're saying...
We're saying, Rav Nechemiah, remember, Rav Nechemiah says that when it's Goren Echad, that it has, everything has the same year. Everything is 1 year. So if you have Bnei Shuach, which is a Goren Echad fruit, then what do you go after? You go after the Chanota. The Chanota is Shemitah year. So the Chanota takes place between Tishrei and Tishrei of the Shemitah year, and therefore it will have Kedusha Shvius. And regardless, when you pick it in 2 years, 3 years down the road, doesn't make a difference. It's still going to have Kedusha Shvius. That does not contradict the Nohagu Ha'am, like Reb Nechemiah, by the Charuvin, that they were Misasar, Lashon HaBa, they were all Misasar by the Buxer, according to the year that because again, the Buxer was Chonet during that third year, and it was picked during that third year. Even though it may have budded in before Tu B'Shvat, and it was picked after Tu B'Shvat, makes no difference, because we go Basar Chanota after the Tishrei year, we ignore Tu B'Shvat. So that is that's Tamon. This is the what we call the Chachmei Babel. This is their Mahalach. Okay. Hasiv Reb Yudin Bar Pal Yakume Reb Yoina Harei Charuvin Harei Hin Koytim Kadam Rosh Hashanah Shal Olam VeHemis Asam Labo. So he said, oh wait a second. What about Buxer? He says that does not chonate after Rosh Hashanah the way I said. Sometimes It's before Rosh Hashanah, and yet you're still saying you're going to go Basar the next year. So what's going on with that? That's what he says. Yeah. So the answer is, I'm in Heyon Aleph. So the Gemara says, V'lo Shmiya. Da'amar Reb Chinina Bar Papa Charuvim Shul Shulon Chanoton. That Reb Yudin did not understand a basic thing about the Buxer tree. That it is not like, it's not like there's a, like normally a tree when it buds, it has those little, you know, those little flowers or little things. That's considered the Chanota. When it comes to Buxer, that's not called the Chanota. The Chanota is when it develops these
chains.
So that always takes place in the following year. That will happen after Tishrei, basically. Shlav zehu la'achar echa b'tishrei. This particular time of its development is going to happen after Tishrei. Okay. Now we're going to say another hesber. Amar Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Yasa said a different mahalach. If it grew a third before Tishrei, then Misasa L'Shavar. Then you take a Meiser according to the previous year. If it grew a third after Misasa L'Ba, then you have to take it after Yobasa the following year.
So
we're not going to go Basa Chanot at all. We're going to use the third as our Koveya, right? So let's see. So how that is that going to work with the Bnei Shuach? So that's going to work. Why? Because they reach a third before the first of Tishrei of the eighth year. Right? According to this Hezbollah, there's not going to be a Sira again because it does grow a third. Right? It takes 3 years to grow. So let's assume it grows a third, and a third. So it grew a third already in the Shemitah year. Again, this is not going to be a Sira. So Reb Zeira, Hasha Reb Zeira, Kumi Reb Yasa, Pa'amim Shashonim Ma'afilos, sometimes the pears of 1 year take a little longer to get ripe. Utmar Matilah Sa'ar, and these dates, Matilah Sa'ar means that they look like sourdough. In other words, there's certain, like we say in the Gemara Pesachim, how do you determine whether Sa'ar is chometz is based on whether it develops these cracks, right? And so the tamarim also will develop like these lines in the peri that show that they're getting ripe when they start to develop these lines. So that's what he calls Matilah Sa'ar. So when does that happen?
Kind of like birthmarks.
That's when it's considered a third of their growth, and that might happen Acher Rosh Hashanah, Shol Olam, that'll happen after Tishrei, and the world, this is like Akasha on the way people are Noheg, and the Olam is Misasrus L'Shavar, they're always taking the Maaser based on the previous year. So according to you, if you go Basar a third, so the third is happening after Tishrei, so why are they taking Maaser according to the previous year? They're not behaving right. They seem to be going Basar Chanota, not Basar the third. So what's going on? Amar Reb Zeira, Lomidati Haver Reb Yosef Amar Hadom Milsa. That he wasn't saying this on his own. He was saying Elman Hadon Reb Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. This was based on his understanding of the Matzah Matan between Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. In other words, to answer the Kasha from B'nai Shuach, so he came up with this answer. But in Ekonomi, the way that people are being Noheg, you're right, that wouldn't work out according to this Hezbollah. In other words, he's asking a Kasha from the Minhag Olam, but he's saying basically, you're right, the Olam is not being Noheg according to this response. His response is to answer the Kasha on Reb Nechemya. The way he says it on the bottom here is when Reb Yossi was Mavire, the Shita of Reb Nechemya, that you go after the Shlish, he was trying to answer the Kasha from B'nai Shuach, right? But, and that's going to answer the Kasha of why it's going to have Kedusha Shvius. But his Maida, the way he says it here, Amnon Reb Yosef Maida Sheminuka Oilem B'tamarim She'ichum Ha'lhapshol No Gaitis Dato Shorb Dachem Yal P.S. Beiro. But according to this Hezver, the way people are being annoyed by the dates, is Taka going to be a steerer to that? Achu ain't a roa kushi b'kach, but he's not worried about this kasha. Mishum shal daitei minig zeklal ain't a b'shitur of Nechemya. That's not going to be the shitur of Nechemya. Ela n'ha'am no'ig zeh shitus tanakama ha'cholekal of Nechemya. So that means he's going to learn that there's actually machlokes between Nechemya and the Tanakama. The Tanakama is going to hold that it's the chanot of Tu Bishrat that is kaveya. And therefore, since it was konate after Tu Bishrat, so therefore, it doesn't matter that it was Misbashel after Tishrei, since it was konate after Tu Bishrat, so they're going to be holach after the Shana Sha'avar, regardless, because they hold like the other Shita. So that's basically the way he's Masber. So it's, according to this Malach, it'll be a Machlekes. Now, a fourth Hezbar. Reb Yaakov Baracha, B'Shem Shmuel Barabo, Hevi Shlish, Kodem of Misha, Asa Bishrat, that here he's going to go, he's going to use Tu Bishvat, and he's going to use the third. So if it grew a third before Tu Bishvat, then you go back to the previous year. Then it goes after the next year. So according to this, now B'no Shuach, they have Kedusha Shvias because they were Chonate before, right, in that year. Right, and they were. It says over here. Hold on one second. So they reach the B'no Shuach reach a third of their ripeness before Tu Bishrat in the Shemitah year, and therefore they get the halacha like the Shemitah year. Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me think a second.
Third it comes before.
has kedusha shvias shein hegiu l'shlish gidulon b'shana hashvias la'achah chamishas b'shana. No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. We're going now that we're going to assume that it reached a third after the Tu B'Shvat of the eighth year, right? If it reached a third before Tu B'Shvat of the eighth year, of the seventh year, I'm sorry, of the Shemitah, I always get mixed up. Shemitah sounds like Shemitah. I always keep saying eighth. I mean the seventh year, the Shvias. If it goes after the Shlish and you're using Tu B'Shvat, so you have to have it happen. That it has to reach the shlish after Tu B'Shvat of the Shviyas here in order for it to get Kedusha Shmita. Okay. Amar B'Zeira V'Yos. That's the best Hezber. Why? Sharei B'Esrog Okarta Chanato. When it comes to Esrog, what did you do? The Chachamim changed the Zman of Esrog from Chanato. Normally a tree you go Basar Chanato, but by Esrog you don't go Basar Chanato, you go Basar Lakita. That's what the din is by Esrog. I'm not sure 100% sure why. Maybe because it's in the year, it stays in the tree from year to year. So it had the Chacham changed the way which. So they decided you go basa lakita. Anyway, that's the way they prove. That's the way they do it by Esrog. V'lo akarta shnoso, but you didn't change its Rosh Hashanah. You left the Rosh Hashanah of Esrog to be Tu B'Shvat. I don't know what the reason is. Yeah. V'kan, okarta shnoso. But over here, when it comes to the other things, you're changing the year, meaning you're going to change the year to Tishrei, v'lo okarta chanoto, but you're not going to change what's koveya it. In other words, the question is, are you going to basa chanoto or are you going basa lakita? So you're behaving differently with Esrog than this Bnei Shuach. One case you're going Basar Chanota. Right. He says you want to be consistent. So that's Rab Zeira basically saying. So let's keep going. So Rabbon or on Lamed Hey Omed Beis, Rabbon Barchia Ba Kumi Rab Zeira, Leyata Shlish Arishon Lishavar Shlish Hasheni Laba. If you're going to go use the third as being the main kaveya, so why don't you start saying, he's asking a very simple question. Let the first, so if it grew a third in the Shemitah year, so let it have Shemitah. Or, let's forget about Shemitah for a second. Let's talk about just Maestris. So let's say it grew a third in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, so that you're going to give that Maestris Sheni. And then it's going to grow another third in the third year, so a lot of it developed in the third year. You know, are you looking at the development of the Peri to decide which year you're going to go after the Meiser? So go ahead and you're going to have different years, have different development. Second year will be Shani. Third year will be Meiser Ani. In other words, one Peri, you can have different parts of it. That's his question. Okay? Let's see. Right. That's what he says. The staver shepri haholech umavshil. If you have a peri that's going ahead and it's getting ripe, ha'chelek shetavshel shehivshel b'shana sh'avra yisar selufi shana sh'avra. So the part of the peri that became ripe during the previous year, that should get that meiser. Ma'asher mamshel b'shana hanachneses yisar selufi shana zum. Right? That's the question. So Amalei, so he says a very 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 simple answer. Amalei, so he answers it. Hashlish harishon, the first third. Kashalavo, that's the slow part. That's the hardest part of the peri to develop. Mikivan shuva, well, once you reach this third miyadhu gadol, then it's the remaining two thirds are a lot easier. So in other words, the first third, that's the main kaveh of when the fruit is going to grow. After that, it goes slow. It goes quicker. Amrabah ka'aris uman yala flora b'zeira. He says that Rav Zeira learned this halacha like an expert, as if he was like a what are they called? What's a person's expert in fruit? Botanist, like an expert botanist. That's like a, it's not clear exactly what he wants to say over here. Shmuel Amar, so Shmuel says shitin yomim. Look at this. In the first 60 days, shita ole. You have 6 leaves that grow in the first 60 days. Shita yomim, and then the next 6 days, shitin ole. You have 60 leaves. So it takes 60 days to produce 6 leaves. And then in 6 days you have 60 more leaves.
No, it's not even. Basically,
it's not
a third.
It's a third time-wise, a third production.
Right. It grows a lot quicker. Tani, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, mehatzas ha'olin ad pagin chamishim yom. That from the time the leaves come out until you have the chanata of the actual fig, that is 50 days. Min ha'pagin v'ad Hashisen Hanovlos, which is the how does he translate that? Shisen Hanovlos?
Stage at which the fig is 1/3 mature.
So it's from the time that it's budding till the time that it's 1/3, or Chamishim Yom, that's gonna be another 50 days. Okay? I mean Hashisen Hanovlos ad Teinim, which would be the end of it. That would, so the remaining 2/3, that's again chamishim. That's another 50 days. Rabbi Omer, kulhen arboim arboim yom. That all the days are not groups of 50 days. It's groups of 40 days. Now, lokatein of inedir mosay konta. So if you picked a fig, you don't know when it actually have its budding, right? Is it before Tu B'Shvat or is it after Tu B'Shvat? What he should do is count 100 days. Let my friend backwards. Since we're saying now that let's assume it's a 50-50 thing. So then, if you want to figure it out, count back 50 days and count back 100 days. And you'll see, if you're before Tu B'Shvat, then you know that it was Konit beforehand, right? Right. Amulai, so they said, Hakam, now they're going on the next part of the Mishnah, where it said, the Hakam said to Yudah, Harei Imcha B'Teveria. What about the These are we're going back on the persos now in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said what? If you had that he had these persos, were they dates or something? There was some kind of a fruit that grew in 2 years. So the Chacham said to him, there in Tver you have these same fruits, Mahin Osus Loshanachas. They get done in 1 year. They don't take 2 years to grow. Amlahen Harayim Machem Mitziporin. What do you mean? You have, forget about the Tveryug ones. There's also ones in Tzipori. They grow in 2 years. So which are you using? Are you using the Tveryu ones or are you using the Tzipori ones, right? So in other words, so what are they asking? They seem to be questioning, you know, is it going in 1 year or not going in 1 year? So it says in footnote 10, he says, Ein cholak al kach shevetveryu pasos chontos mavshilos b'shana achas. There's no argument. Everybody agrees that the ones that grow in Tveryu grow in 1 year. Obviously, in Tveryu, it's going to be those that grew in that year. And in Tzipori, it's going to be the second year. Therefore, the Kedushas Shvias should be called on those that became ripe in the first year of the following Shemitah. What is the Machlok? Because it seems like everybody's going to agree to those rules. What is the ikar teva? When you want to just look at it objectively, you want, I guess, to draw a general ruling about what is the halacha with these pasos, Chacham hold the ikar teva is the ones that grow in Tveryu, that grow 1 year, and Rabbi Yehuda hold the ikar teva is those who grow in Tzipori. So when you find pasos that were collected, we don't know where they came, so Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham held, in other words, it sounds like The issue is when it's a Suffolk. If you don't know exactly where they came from, and they're general, so that you assume the general nature, according to the Chacham, is like that of Tveria, that grows in 1 year. Rabbi Yehuda held the general teva of them is that like of Tzipori, and they grow in 2 years, and therefore the Machlokas is really a question of Suffolk. That's where the Gemara ends. Okay, Ad Kan.
You said there were five.
So there were five Mahalakim.
Could you just go through?
So now, we're gonna go look over here. It's in Hebrew. It's a Lamed Hey, footnote 2. So here are the Shitas. So here it goes like this. Sichum. Here's the Sichum. Here's the summary.
Where are you, sir?
Just 1 second, let me end
so
this.
35A2 has three of them.
Yeah, that's all there are.
It doesn't have five.
We have five over here.
Yeah, but three of them are the same according to this. The first one has got
okay,
three people.
Okay, I'm on the bottom of Lamed Hay 2, footnote 10, second column. See it? Aleph. So
in
let's.
In Hebrew.
Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Reb Nechemia changes the shlav, changes the koveya by the ilonis from chanota to lakita. You go bust the lakita. That's what we said. That he treats the first thing we said was he treats the fruits of the
single harvest
like the vegetables. That's like it's lakita, right? That the Rosh Hashanah of the Ilanus remains the same. It remains Tu B'Shvat. So then according to that explanation of Nehemiah, we have a Machlokes that B'no Shuach doesn't sound like that. Because if that were the case, then B'no Shuach should not be Kaveya, the second year Shemitah. It should be those that are collected in the Shemitah cycle itself. That's number one. Number two.
How many people do you have there?
It's just a sheet that I don't want to count the people. We're just going to call it Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish.
Okay.
We'll call it like that for now. That's the first thing that we said. Then we had the Chachmei Bavel. Mm-hmm. The Chachmei Bavel said that we're going to change from Tu B'Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah, to Tishrei. Tishrei is going to become the Rosh Hashanah. Right. But the Koveya is still going to be Chanota. So now the No Shoach is going to work out because the Chanota of the Peri was in the Shemitah year. And therefore, it's going to collect based on that. Okay, but they were Mashana the Zman, right? They were Mashana the Zman from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Okay, that's two. Three, Reb Yasa, what's? Reb Nechemiah is also going to change from Chanota to the third. It's going to require, it's changing to Shlish, okay? And the Kriyas Rosh Hashanah is also going to change. He's going to change it from Tu B'Shvat to Tishrei.
Right.
So according to that, again, it's going to work out the B'no Shoach with Rav Nechemiah. Why? Because the Shlish is going to happen during the Shemitah year, okay? Now, but there we had a problem with the Minhag HaOlam was by the Tamarim that were Mizbashel after Tishrei, they were still taking the righteous based on the previous year. That's going to have to go like, according to him, that they're going to be behaving like the Chachamim, arguing under the Nechemiah, and they're going Basa Chanot. Okay, so that's the problem we had over there. Four, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Okay, he's changing also the from Chanota to Shlish, but the Rosh Hashanah he's leaving in place to be Tu B'Shvat. So, let's see.
In the English they say that Rav Acha is the same as Rav Yochanan.
It's very similar here. Let me see here. The Minhag HaOlam by Tamarim. Yeah, this has an advantage that the Minhag HaOlam by the dates is going to work out even like Rav Nechemiah. Why? because he's going, let me see here. Yeah, because he's not, because then he's leaving Tu B'Shvat in place. It was the Minhag HaOlam was only a problem if you changed to Tishrei. So the kasha we had was, but the dates are becoming ripe after Tishrei. So we had a problem. But he's leaving the Rosh Hashanah in place to be Tu B'Shvat, and he's using the 1/3. So now the Minhag HaOlam is going to work because it's because it's becoming 1/3 ripe before Tu B'Shvat. So it's after Rosh Hashanah, but who cares? It's before Tu B'Shvat. So we're going to go bust of the Shana Sha'avra. As far as No Shruach is concerned, it reaches the 1/3 during the Shemitah year, and therefore it gets Kedusha Shvias. So that all works out. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was, that's 4. I thought he said there were 5. Okay, I'm sorry. It's 4. So that's it.
Thank you. The English says there's only 3.